the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Step by step. It's a good mantra. It can help you make it through the day-to-day routine or refocus you on small goals when the challenges seem insurmountable. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Sarah Powell. She is an assistant professor of kinesiology at Missouri State University. She works on goal setting, motivation, and the psychology of physical activity, and has particularly focused on behavior change for individuals who've undergone bariatric surgery. The weight loss journey is tough, but the psychological hurdles are equally immense.
We talk a lot about non-scale victories. So what are you helping your body achieve? You know, your body changes from the inside out. You're helping your organs, you're helping your, you know, your body systems improve through physical activity. And maybe the scale doesn't move that week, but you've still gotten stronger. You've increased your heart health. You've improved psychologically, you know, your mood, your self-esteem, your confidence, all of those sorts of aspects that, you know, a number on a scale doesn't tell us. And so what we see in the mirror is not in alignment with how other people perceive us. It's not in alignment with what, you know, the scale number is telling us. Very challenging for folks to conceptualize that, you know, improving your overall health and well-being is not going to align with your weight loss journey. I understand that people set weight loss goals. You know, I myself have had them at different points in time, but it's also this constant process of reminding myself that really our self-worth is more than what that little box in our bathroom tells us.
Powell encourages people to set goals not related to weight loss, goals that instead focus on health improvements. She uses the SMARTER acronym for these goals: specific, measurable, action-oriented, realistic, timely goals that you can evaluate and revise.
Where do we start with setting goals? Where do we start with this whole process of changing behaviors, especially physical activity behaviors that are sometimes a little bit more difficult to stick to? Well, the first thing that I always tell folks is to, this, you know, goes back to our previous conversation, is to figure out what your motivators are. Find your why is what I really say. Find your why. So think about what physical activity can do for you. Think about, why did you choose physical activity in the first place to be this goal? How can it improve your health and well-being? You know, is it to be able to run a certain distance? Is it to be able to, you know, go out and play with your dog or your grandkids in the yard? Is it to be able to, you know, hike a trail? You know, whatever that conceptually means for you, figure out what that is, because that underlying factor of why you start this journey is going to be also why you finish it. And even writing that down somewhere, write your goals down somewhere too. We say think it, then ink it a lot of times. So put it on your phone screen, put it on a post-it note, put it on your, you know, on your desk, on your mirror, in the bathroom, you know, wherever you can see it, tell people. You know, if you're a social media person, you know, you can find a community on there. And so that, you know, that underlying intention, and then also committing it. So once we write something down, you know, even if you have to sign your name on the post-it or sign a letter or something to yourself, that kind of makes us feel like, okay, now I have to do this because I've put my name on it. Mm-hmm. And so that piece also is really great for kind of helping hold yourself accountable. If you also especially have an additional network to hold you accountable, that's even better. But, you know, that the commitments we make to ourselves and remembering why, especially on the hard days, that's what's going to get us through.
That was Dr. Sarah Powell, assistant professor of kinesiology at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.